Today on Real Radio.
And he's on the shores of Galilee, and he's preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and he's performing great signs and wonders to back up the word given, and people are coming to know him personally. But the question is, what will you do when Christ calls you?
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days are freely. Praise, my heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch, Lord. I live for your love.
Hello, and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative we know as the Gospel of Luke. We're looking at the first 11 verses of chapter 5. This chapter features a number of events that support the messianic and divine status of Jesus of Nazareth. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called What to Do When Jesus Calls.
You can only imagine what it must have been like to hear Jesus teach. And the people loved to hear him teach, as we have been learning that in the area of Capernaum and the Galilee, Jesus was there teaching and the power of God's word is going out. Yes, there were miracles, and that was fantastic, but nothing compared to the truth that Christ was giving to all those who would listen. But not only listen to what he had to say, but to respond to his call. When God calls us, what should we do? And maybe this morning in your life, you've never quite had the opportunity. You've never been given the opportunity, or maybe you've never been challenged to respond to Christ personally. Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. He is your personal God. Not in a recreational way, not in a convenience way. The Bible tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father. The Bible tells us that from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus. In the book of Hebrews and in Psalms chapter 40, the Bible tells us that, behold, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, about Christ. Over and over again, the prophets spoke about Christ. And now in our gospel, Jesus is here. And he's on the shores of Galilee, and he's preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and he's performing great signs and wonders to back up the word given, and people are coming to know him personally. But the question is, what will you do when Christ calls you? As we shall see this morning in his calling of several disciples. Chapter 5, verse 1, so it was, Luke tells us, that the multitude pressed about him to hear, listen to the reason why, to hear the word of God. And then he stood on the lake of Gennesaret, or Galilee, and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them. They were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, that's Simon Peter, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night long and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and the net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and to help them. And they came and they filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of the fish which they had taken, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. And so, when they had brought their boats to shore, they forsook all and followed him. What a great, great moment. Don't you wish we had this on video? The boats, plural, getting loaded up with fish flopping around, gasping for breath, stacking higher and higher, and the boats begin to sink lower and lower. Jesus is here. and he's going to change their lives. And the things the Bible says in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, that have been written aforetime have been written for our learning. So church, I want you to put your little beanie on and thinking cap on and be asking God, how does this relate to me in my life today? Why did God the Holy Spirit put this tremendous event in the Bible? How does it translate to me now, 2,000 years down the road? For the Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's alive. And he wants to move in our lives. First point I want you to see this morning as we begin to look at this more closely and look at these 11 verses, and we're asking really what impact it can have on our lives. The title of the message is What to Do When Jesus Calls, because that's what we see him doing. He's coming along and he's calling out not only to a multitude of people on the shoreline, but to Peter himself. So really, what do we do? What to do when Jesus calls? I'm just going to give you three things this morning, three points that can be our basic foundation to responding to the call of Christ. The first one's found in verses 1-3, and that is to listen to what he is saying to us. We need to listen to what Jesus is saying. And you say, well, Pastor Jack, you're putting that in the present tense.